You're listening to SBS News.
About 200 firefighters were called to the 19-storey apartment building when an electric space heater malfunctioned on the weekend. Smoke filled the building and first responders found people inside suffering from cardiac and respiratory arrest in stairwells. New York City Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro says 32 people went to hospital in a life-threatening condition.
What I do know, and we've stressed this over and over, the door to that apartment was left open, causing the fire to spread and the smoke to spread, which is always a problem for us. And as we see here, by the broken windows throughout the building, this fire took its toll on our city.
At least 19 people lost their lives, including 9 children. About a dozen people are in hospital in a critical condition. Residents living there say the sprinklers in the building were not working. Tiffany Diaz, who lives nearby, could smell the smoke.
And I came outside and I'm looking and I see a whole bunch of smoke everywhere. So I left and I left everything. I just grabbed my son and I left, and I haven't been inside ever since, but I was told I could go back in, but I'm still a little scared, you know?
This witness says the fire conditions were extreme.
This is crazy on a Sunday morning.
What happened?
I just don't want nobody to jump out.
New York Mayor Eric Adams says the fire crews who responded put their lives on the line, some of whom had empty oxygen tanks.
This is a horrific, horrific, painful moment for the city of New York. And the impact of this fire is going to really bring a level of just pain and despair in our city. The numbers are horrific.
Governor Kathy Hochul says a victim's compensation fund is being created.
There'll be money to help them find new housing, for burial costs, for whatever they need. We'll take care of them because that's what we do here in the state of New York.
And Majority Senate Leader Chuck Schumer says federal support is being provided.
There is housing assistance, there is tax assistance, and maybe most important in this instance, immigration assistance, so families can be united, because many of these families have come from overseas and need to be here.
It's the second major deadly fire in a U.S. residential complex this week after an earlier blaze in Philadelphia. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.